more from the children, from our young people. The first special music that we'll be having now, we have two groups. The first group is actually a portion of our Seattle Sabbath School children. This is the third grade, age three. It says ages three, third grade. Oh, is that what that means? That does make sense. But it said just at age three, third grade, it looked like. Good to check these things out ahead of time. This is ages, third grade then would mean what, eight? About 8 years old? About three through eight? And they will be demonstrating their understanding of the Ten Commandments. And they will be directed in this by Peggy Woodfield, their Sabbath school teacher. And then right after they do that, they will be singing two songs. One is, This Is My Commandment. And the second one is, Love Your Neighbor. And Ann Jewell will be directing them when they sing.
Given us the Ten Commandments as rules for our lives. In Sabbath school, we have been memorizing them, and we have been learning what they mean. It is important to know the Ten Commandments, to know what they mean, and to know how to live them day by day. Our class will now share God's Ten Commandments with you. These commandments tell us how to show love for God and to show our love for people. Number one.
Only worship the one true God. We do this by praying only to God.
Number two,
do not worship idols. This means to worship only God. You are not supposed to pray or sing to things that are not God.
Number three,
do not misuse God's name. This means to use God's name when talking to Him or talking about Him.
Number four,
remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It means go to church on Saturday.
Number five,
show respect to your father and mother.
This means do what your father and mother say.
This means obey your mom and dad.
Number six, Number seven.
Be faithful in marriage. This means do not divorce when you are married.
Number eight.
Do not steal. This means don't take things that are not yours and ask before you borrow things.
Number nine.
Do not tell lies about others. This means do not lie.
Number ten.
Do not want anything that belongs to someone else. This means we should not covet. We should not want other people's things.
This is my marriage. But when we look deeper, there's more that we've got. God made us special, and now I can see. If you're special to Him, then you're special to me.
Love your neighbor. When someone helps you, then you'll understand. When you love your neighbor, love is in lending a hand.
But when we look deeper than more that we got, God made us